This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-50s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:11 p.m. The breaking news from yesterday morning involving the three shooting deaths in Andover ended up having a heartbreaking impact on the St. John's Prep community in Danvers. 12-year-old Sebastian Robinson, who died yesterday in Andover, was a student at the St. John's Prep Middle School. Yesterday, Sebastian's father allegedly killed his mother and Sebastian before killing himself. Last night at the prep, according to the Salem News, over 2,000 people gathered to remember Sebastian Robinson at a prayer vigil. North Shore cities and towns are in the budget season as they prepare spending plans for the upcoming fiscal year. In Saugus, the Daily Item is reporting that the school subcommittee cut $1.7 million from a budget that was originally submitted by the school superintendent. And in Gloucester, Ethan Foreman is writing that amid several unknown factors, Gloucester Superintendent Ben Lummis gave an overview of the school's proposed $48.4 million budget for the 2023-24 school year to the school committee on Wednesday. The draft spending plan for fiscal 2024 represents a $1.4 million or 2.9% increase. There is a plan in Beverly to build a three-story apartment building on top of the Rantoul Street MBTA garage. Paul Layton in the Salem News is reporting today that the plan would provide 70 apartments. The proposal is expected to be heard by the planning board on Monday night. The city of Lynn held a third public meeting last night via Zoom regarding the 33-acre waterfront Harborwalk project. Daily Item reporter Ryan Vermette is reporting today that last night's discussion focused on phase one of the project with a presentation from the project's management team. Finally, in today's news, the Amazon Fresh store in Saugus on Route 1 has not yet opened, despite the fact their sign went up 7 months ago. The Daily Item reports that when they contacted the company regarding the unexplained delay in opening, the company could not provide an opening date for the store. Saugus selectman Anthony Cogliano said the store was likely to open in the summertime. Sports next with Bill Newell, hoops, hockey, and wrestling.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Celts host the Hornets tonight. The Bruins return to action tomorrow afternoon when they host the Capitals at the Garden. The Bruins have been off now for over a week. This is their coach, Jim Montgomery, after practice yesterday.
Surprisingly really good. I expected it to be sloppy. And, man, they were passing the puck. They kept themselves in really good shape, it looked like, because that was not an easy practice. It was very brisk getting up and down the ice, and we didn't see people huffing and puffing.
Boys high school basketball from last night. Danvers, an overtime winner over Saugus. Swampscott beat North Reading 70-58. St. Mary's, Georgetown were both winners as well. Essex Tech fell at Blackstone Valley. Girls basketball, Coach Mark Surrender of Saugus picks up his 100th coaching win in their 60-27 win over Danvers. Elsewhere, college hockey, Salem State over Westfield State 5-4. A big high school hockey game tomorrow afternoon. Gloucester at Winthrop, 3:30 faceoff. Winthrop has had the week off in preparation for the game. Vikings coach Dale Dunbar.
So I sort of like it. It's a good preparation. You're able to work on some things, that you normally may not have a lot of time to work on if you had a Wednesday game.
Winthrop hockey coach Dale Dunbar. The Northeastern Conference champion wrestling team, Beverly Panthers, are preparing for the D2 North Sectionals beginning tomorrow. This is Coach Ben Camo.
And we're really looking forward to this weekend coming up at D2 Sectionals, D2 North Sectionals, and seeing what we can do, what waves we can make past that at the state tournament, the all-state tournament, even into New England.
And that is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.